And in sports, defending champion Randy Glover has won his 8th South Carolina Open since 1969. The Johnsonville Pro won yesterday with a three-day total of 3 under par at 213 over the Wild Dunes Golf Club course and the Isle of Palms here near Charleston. Glover picked up $2,000 for his victory in the 53-hole tournament. He finished 4 strokes ahead of Florence Pro Mike Bright. Dave Bannon, WOKE Radio News.
WOKE Radio News. This was one of more than 40 news programs broadcast each day on Wonderful Woke Radio.
This is WOKE, Wonderful Woke Radio, in Charleston, South Carolina. The station that shows you results, not figures from a radio survey.
Good morning to each and every one of you on this Friday morning, the 24th of July, and I hope it's as good a morning for you as it isn't for me. I don't know. It's 77 degrees right now at the airport, 80 degrees at the Customs House downtown. Let me stretch my tongue a little bit while the band plays the rest of the tune here. Thank you, fellas. That is the greatest little band in the land, welcoming us into another edition of Carolina in the Morning here on a Friday morning, July the 24th. And good morning. It's great to have you with us once again today. This is Cousin Johnny Busby along with Buck Clayton, and we are your hosts each morning, Monday through Saturday, from sign-on until 9:25, playing the very best in popular music as selected from hits, gold records, and big band sounds from yesterday and today.
Another million-dollar record from the WOKE Goldust Library.
This one will take you all the way back to 1944. Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Tales for Two from 1944.
W-O-K-E. What's cooking in the kitchen corner?
French soups and stews have a special aroma because the cook adds Bouquet Garni. Just take a sprig of celery, the part with the leaves, a sprig of parsley, and a bay leaf. Lay them in a square of cheesecloth and add a favorite herb. Tie the cheesecloth securely and drop it into the soup or stew pot before cooking begins. And your stew has a new fragrance.
We're cooking in the kitchen corner.
Well, good morning, Tweety. It's 12 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock. That's official Tweety Girl time here on Carolina in the Morning. We just heard from the Little Rebel out on the Isle of Palms across the Cooper River with 80 degrees this morning, and he saw that Carolina moon.
Cousin Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Buck Clayton is sure you've studied this topic in school, but I was reminded of this topic from Around the World, that the Earth is nearly round in shape, although at one time it was assumed to be square, but the Earth is not quite round. The Earth's circumference at the equator is about 24,902.5 miles. However, the globe is smaller when measured around the poles. Measured by the poles, the Earth is about 24,818.5 miles around, about 84 miles less than when measured around the equator.
Oh.
Cousin Johnny, in case there's some question about those measurements, you might want to personally make the measurements both around the Earth, at the equator, and at the North and South Pole.
Well,
No. You can measure it over a weekend, Cousin Johnny.
Oh.
It will take just a little longer than that, possibly 2 years.
No.
Forget the whole thing?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea, but still, it would be nice to go around the world.
What would be nice is if you wouldn't sing Around the World. It's 15 after 5 now.
Sports, sports, sports. Late reports in the world of sports.
Have you heard who won? What scores were made? How'd the game come out? We bring the scores to you on the WOKE Sports Scope.
Well, you know, last night around 6 o'clock, things were looking real good as far as baseball was considered. They'd been meeting all day up there in Washington, and it looked as if we might have a proposal by the players that the owners were going to accept. But talks in the 43-day-old baseball strike have broken off once again, placing in further doubt whether a settlement can be reached in time to salvage any of the 1981 season. After 4 days of negotiations in Washington with Labor Secretary Raymond Donovan in the lineup, the breakdown came last night. There's no definite word on when or where talks might resume. The players say they have flat-out rejected the latest owner's proposal on free agent compensation, but the owners say they're hopeful that the Players Association Executive Board will accept the plan at a meeting early next week. The talks had been marked by a blackout the past 4 days, as far as the press is concerned, but that all ended after the breakoff yesterday. Marvin Miller, executive director of the Players Association, said the players are convinced the owners don't want a settlement, and player rep Doug DeSensei, who would normally be playing at third base for Baltimore, except for the strike, says he's going to start looking for another job. Houston Oilers quarterback Kenny Stabler, the NFL's all-time completion percentage leader, has let the Oilers know he's retiring after 11 years in the pros. Stabler spent 10 of those years with the Oakland Raiders and led them to a Super Bowl crown in 1976. But he's been plagued with poor passing in one of his worst seasons ever last year. Stabler is 35 years old. And meanwhile, the defense rested yesterday in the Oakland Raiders' landmark antitrust lawsuit against the NFL. The Raiders' multi-million-dollar suit stems partly from the league denying the team its request to move to Los Angeles. Raiders owner Al Davis says the league rule restricting franchise relocations is a violation of the federal antitrust laws. The prosecution is expected to wrap up its case today. All-pro wide receiver Lynn Swann has signed a multi-year contract that will keep him with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers had said that Swann, a free agent, would not have been permitted into the team's camp without a signed contract. Terms of the pact were not revealed. Kathy Whitworth, who needs just about $1,000 in winnings to become the LPGA's first career millionaire, got off on the right foot yesterday. After round number one of the U.S. Open up in LaGrange, Illinois, Whitworth is in a dead heat with Charleston's Beth Daniel at 3 under par 69. One stroke back are Shelley Hamlin and Geralyn Britz. Five players, including Donna Capone and Pat Bradley, are in third place. Meanwhile, for the men, Bob Gilder shot a 3 under par 68 to take the sole lead going into round two of the PGA Anheuser-Busch Classic in Williamsburg, Virginia. Gilder has a one-stroke advantage over a group of seven golfers, including defending champion Ben Crenshaw. British Open champ Bill Rogers is three strokes off the pace, tied with 10 other players at even par 71. Well, coming up tomorrow here on WOKE, it's the Norton 500, and drivers will get just 1 hour of practice today in Brooklyn, Michigan, in preparation for the third richest IndyCar race in the nation. The 500 is slated for its rain-delayed start tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. You'll hear that race right here on Wonderful Woke Radio. The race was washed out, as you remember, last Sunday. Tom Sneva still has that pole position, Anna March Cosworth. And, you know, yesterday the Washington Star, the only evening newspaper up in the nation's capital, announced its folding, but the tennis tournament that bears the newspaper's name is going strong. Yesterday, number one seed Ivan Lendl of Czechoslovakia advanced to third-round action with a straight-set win over Ferdinando de la Fontana. Other seeded winners were fourth-seeded Guillermo Vilas of Argentina, 11th-seed Jose Higueras of Spain, 12th-seed Jose Luis Clerc, and 13th-seed Mel Purcell. And over at the Isle of Palms, defending champ Randy Glover has won the South Carolina Open for the 8th time since 1969. He did it yesterday with a final round 73. That gave him a 54-hole total of 213, 3 under par, on the par 72 Wild Dunes Golf Club links on the Isle of Palms. The Johnsonville Pro took home $2,000 of the $18,000 purse with his 4-stroke victory over Mike Bright. "This was the hardest golf course I've played to hold a lead on," said Glover. And that's sports. To the moment.
the spot on your dial for the best in sports. WOKE.
Of scarce energy sources, but it's good to know that one fuel is growing to meet the demand. Wood is renewable, and that makes it special. To keep it from growing scarce, we need to use forests wisely. You can help. Check with your local forester to learn what, where, and how much firewood to cut. Your forester will tell you how to cut firewood today with tomorrow in mind.
United States Department of Agriculture, Forest Service.
It's 23 minutes after 5 o'clock here on this Friday morning, official Tweety Girl time. Partly cloudy and 77 degrees now at the airport, 80 degrees in the city area.
What's it going to be? College or something else? It's your decision and an important one. At the American Legion, we've prepared a booklet if you need a lift. In fact, that's what we call it. Need a lift? All about grants, loans, and scholarships, and hundreds of them listed for you. For your copy of Need a Lift, just contact your local American Legion post. Looking out for you, America's youth. It's part of what the American Legion is all about.
26 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock right now on Carolina in the Morning. That's official Tweety Girl time. We're under partly cloudy sky, 77 degrees out at the airport, 80 degrees in downtown Charleston. Just heard from Tom Terrific up at Colony North off Ashley Phosphate Road in Charleston Heights with 70 degrees this morning, starry skies. He saw the moon, and he's wearing the rain gauge watcher's crown, 65 hundredths of an inch of rain over the last 24 hours. Here's Mickey Gilley.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. And I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
Mickey Gilley, you don't know me, at 5:30.
This is an editorial.
A bit yesterday.
That's Gladys Knight and the Pips, the song called Forever Yesterday, 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Well, that's the happy rooster. And he is reminding us it's weather time.
Wolf Radio has the weather on.
And the forecast for Charleston and vicinity, calling for partly cloudy and warm today and tomorrow, with a chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms both days. Our high today and tomorrow in the low 90s, tonight's low in the middle 70s, with our chance of rain now at 30% today, 20% tonight, and back up to 30% for tomorrow. For the harbor area, winds are mostly easterly at 10 to 15 knots today, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots tonight, and becoming southerly at 10 to 15 knots tomorrow. Seas around 1 foot this afternoon and smooth tonight. Winds gusty, seas higher, and visibility lower near areas of thunderstorms. Our next tide change in the harbor will be a low tide. That's coming up at 8:15 this morning. We'll have a high tide at 2:36 this afternoon. And presently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 77 degrees at the airport. Now at 80 degrees downtown. Winds are calm this hour. Barometer reading 30.06 inches, and our relative humidity is at 97%. We've heard from two of our rain gauge watchers this morning, and a 10-degree separation there. The Little Rebel on the beach at the Isle of Palms across the Cooper River had 80 degrees this morning. And Tom Terrific up at Colony North off Ashley Phosphate Road in Charleston Heights had a 70-degree reading this morning. Tom is also wearing the rain gauge watcher's crown, 65 hundredths of an inch of rain over the last 24-hour time period.
WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE Charleston Radio.
Alistair
in York wants to know,
late Mario Lanza on Carolina in the Morning and Be My Love.
WOKE.
It's 9 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock.
An ex-cop has lost a second job as a security guard, but he has plans.
Well, you're carrying a gun.
Look, Bridget.
Where are you going? I'm going with you.
No, Bridget.
Frank, you take me with you. I'll follow you. I'll go downstairs and get a taxi.
Oh,
and
All right. Just be quiet and keep out of the way.
There's a double play in Once a Thief. Tonight's CBS Radio Mystery Theater starring Fred Gwynn after midnight tonight.
Wonderful Woke Radio proudly presents one of the new sounds in town.
Brand new record sound here from the motion picture Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's called The Raiders March by Miko here.
Hotline needs volunteer phone counselors to talk to people with all kinds of problems. The next training session begins in August. If you have a few hours a week to give and enjoy helping people, call Hotline at 577-HELP.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
Good music here on Carolina in the Morning, 3 minutes away from 6 o'clock, CBS News on the hour at 6. We just heard from Helpful Harry at Ponderosa, south of Charleston, off Savannah Highway, with 74 degrees this morning. He saw that Carolina moon and had 44 hundredths of an inch of rain over the last 24 hours. So that means Tom Terrific still holds on to the rain gauge watcher's crown up in North Charleston.
What arrangements have you made for the continued God-pleasing use of your earthly possessions? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. King Hezekiah was sick unto death. God sent the prophet Isaiah to tell him, "Set your house in order." What does God tell us when we find ourselves in similar situations? First, God wants us to be positively certain and confident that we are saved. He wants us to be able to say with St. Paul, "I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded." We live daily in our baptismal covenant and the grace it bestows. We know that we are the Lord's. Second, as with Hezekiah, there are various things pertaining to our life and property that need to be set in order. For example, what gifts to God have I included in my will? A millionaire was once asked by an inquisitive man, "Sir, how much are you going to leave when you die?" The rich man promptly answered, "I'm going to leave it all. I'm not taking any of it with me. We brought nothing into the world, and we will take nothing with us when we leave." It will do us good to take the prophet's word seriously. Set your house in order. What arrangements have you made for the continued God-pleasing use of your earthly possessions? Dear merciful Father, teach us to number our days. Amen.
The proper blend of good music and authoritative news means WOKE Radio, Charleston.
6 o'clock.
CBS News.
One phone call to Western Union lets you send hundreds of Mailgram invitations for delivery with the next business day's mail.
Seem to start out better. You seem to go much better when you start the day together. Maxwell House and you get that good to the last dog feeling with Maxwell House. Only Maxwell House.
A taste, a feeling like no other coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Federal Judge George Pratt in New York today is expected to hand down an important ruling in the cases of 7 convicted Abscam defendants, among them 4 former members of Congress. The question that Pratt will decide is whether FBI agents behaved improperly in acting as Arab sheiks. The defendants claim their civil rights were violated. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
In business, timing is everything. And radio is the number one circulation medium in the daytime when so many people do their shopping. Radio reaches more adults than either TV or newspapers during the daytime hours. Talk to your customers when they're deciding to buy. Advertise on radio and reach more people at just the right time to be remembered. Buying time. Radio. Red hot because it works. The Radio Advertising Bureau can send you more facts. The station can send you more customers.
1340 on your radio dial. This is WOKE, Wonderful Woke Radio in Charleston, South Carolina. The station that gives you complete and satisfying radio programming. Not radio by the numbers.
I give you love, you turn away.
In the middle of some lonely night, maybe this time, this time's for real.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Maybe this time on Carolina in the Morning, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock is our time. It's Tweety Girl time, to be exact. We're under fair skies at 77 degrees at the Charleston International Airport, 80 degrees at the Customs House, downtown.
Bob McKenzie, of McKenzie's Heating and Air Conditioning Company, knows that the last thing you want to think about is the replacement of your old furnace. But think about your winter fuel bills. If your furnace showed up as an energy eater, then it's time to make a move to a high-efficiency Bryant Deluxe furnace from McKenzie's Heating and Air Conditioning Company. This is Buck Clayton, reminding you that Bryant introduced gas furnaces back when most people were burning coal in their basements. Back in those days, the furnace was a luxury. Time has changed, and today the fuel is a luxury. Bob McKenzie points out that a lean-burning Bryant Deluxe furnace has features designed to beat the high cost of energy, like off-on pilot ignition. It replaces a constantly burning pilot light that wastes gas, and the ingenious vent mixer, flue damper, holds heats in the furnace longer instead of letting it escape up the flue. These two features can cut energy consumption by at least 16%. Call Bob McKenzie at 556-6677. He'll give you a free estimate on the right Bryant furnace for your home and for your needs. And when you call Bob McKenzie at 556-6677 and arrange to put Bryant efficiency to work on your monthly heating bills, be sure and tell our good friends there that you heard Buck Clayton talking about Bryant and Bob McKenzie on Carolina in the Morning. We certainly would appreciate it so very much.
W-O-K-E.
Time out for Sports Special.
A 40-inning baseball game, incredible, but played by the Tigers and Athletics in 1945. After 24 innings, the game was called on account of darkness. 2 months later, play resumed. This time, they went 16 innings before the A's won it 3-2. That makes 40 innings and 7.5 hours. Surely a record, even if it isn't official.
Time out for Sports Special.
Cousin Johnny, are you ready for a quiz kid question this morning?
Oh, sure, Bob.
You are?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Here's your quiz kid question. On June 26, 1959, Cousin Johnny, then President Dwight D. Eisenhower met with Britain's Queen Elizabeth in Canada at St. Lambert, Quebec. Do you remember the purpose of that meeting from history?
1959. Isn't that when they opened up that connector on the St. Lawrence River that would connect the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean?
Congratulations, Cousin Johnny. I knew you would get that. That's right. On June 26, 1959, President Eisenhower and Queen Elizabeth jointly dedicated the St. Lawrence Seaway, linking the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean.
Well...
Well, you're still batting better than 750, close to 800 now.
Sure.
Cousin Johnny?
I'll be at 1,000 before you know it. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock, weather coming up next. Well, there's the happy rooster at 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, and he's reminding us it's time to check the weather.
Wolf Radio has the weather on.
This edition of the Radar Weather Eye is brought to you by Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston, and we'll be back to take a look around South Carolina right after you hear this.
24-hour service during nights, weekdays, weekends, and holidays at no extra charge. Don't fuss. Call us, Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston, 556-1662. This is Buck Clayton, reminding you to call Garvin's for free estimates on sewer line and septic tank cleaning by pumping out waste oil and liquids at residential and commercial facilities. If the cold winter weather has lowered the boom on your home's plumbing, don't fuss. Call us. Locally owned and operated, Marion Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston. Senior citizen discounts are honored.
Well, lots of cloudiness during the night over South Carolina. A small area of showers persisted between Rock Hill and Greenville-Spartanburg during the night, but most of the rainfall was in North Carolina. Temperatures are in the 70s. This morning, we have 72 in Columbia, 74 in Greenville-Spartanburg, and it's 80 degrees in downtown Charleston. A number of thunderstorms around South Carolina yesterday, but they were widely scattered, and that's why many areas here in Charleston got no rain at all, while others received quite a downpour at one time yesterday afternoon. Matter of fact, up to midnight last night, an inch and three-tenths, 1.3 inches of rain fell at the airport location, and only 1/100th of an inch fell at the Customs House downtown, just a drop or two. So that just shows you how widely scattered it was, even here in our own area of the county. So the heaviest rainfall was confined to the southeast part of the state, but just about all of South Carolina got some scattered showers during the day yesterday, sometime or another. Which brings us to today, and what can we expect for today? Well, a weak front lies across the southern part of our state, and this front will drift slowly to the south today. With the front in the area for the next couple of days, that means there will be a continued threat of some showers and thunderstorms here in the state. However, as we take a look at our Charleston weather radar right now, we are picking up some offshore showers about 40 miles east of Savannah, and they extend on up to the coast of Charleston, but once they get up this way, they're 100 miles off the Charleston coast, and they are moving on out to sea and are posing no threat to our area, and our two-hour outlook calls for no rain at this time. So the recreational weather outlook for the state calls for temperatures to be in the upper 80s to lower 90s today, with scattered thunderstorms possible maybe this afternoon or this evening, but this morning should be rain-free. Winds on our lakes and coastal waters will be northeast at 10 knots on the lakes and 10 to 15 knots on the big water. Beaches will be partly cloudy and warm today. There is a chance of a thunderstorm or two this afternoon. Water temperature is a real nice 85 degrees. Back with the Charleston forecast in a moment.
Don't fuss. Call us, says Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston. Call 556-1662 for 24-hour service at no extra charge for nights, weekdays, weekends, and holidays. Locally owned and operated by Marion Garvin.